Mark, no question about it. The incident of the game was the Oliver Norburn equalising goal. Controversial moment. What's your take on the decision?
It was obviously a very difficult situation, and you know, having sort of seen it happen, or seen the ball sort of flying over the goalkeeper's head, you can understand why it is controversial. But you know, everyone around me, from a guy's side on the bench, on the pitch, on the side, was saying the goalkeeper has just let it go in, and you know, it wasn't one of those where it's a mishit, one that flies into the top corner. From where we were stood, it looked like the goalkeeper had every chance to make an attempt to you know, pick the ball up and continue the game once we'd return it to them. So, very difficult one. We made the decision that we made with advice from everyone around us, and it was unanimous, really. I can see why they'd be disappointed with it, and, you know, from a football point of view, maybe we made the wrong decision, maybe we made the right decision, but we made the decision and we'll have to live with that and you know, move on.
Okay, it was a tough game this afternoon overall. Braintree clearly pressed us a lot in the first half, and a goal up at half time. You clearly had to roll a few changes in. You brought Gavin Rothery on. That was a decision to take off Danny Boshall. Was there an issue with Danny Boshall? Was that a tactical change?
He was feeling his hamstring a little bit, but I think, you know, the way the first half had gone, we were probably going to look to change things anyway. Having said, you know, they were the better side and they deserved the lead in many respects, but, you know, we'd had the best chances. When we actually did get the ball down and moved it and got forward, we created some good chances first half, and really we should have been in front. It was a bit of a raw reversal from Tuesday night, you know. The team on top had the fewer chances, and just need to be a bit more clinical. If we could have got 1-0 up, you know, that first goal against Braintree as well, because they're not involved in games that have many goals in. Don't score many, but certainly don't concede many either. That first goal was vital, and when we had the chances, just didn't manage to take them. Bit of unlucky with one off the line again, and you know, that obviously allowed them to take the lead just before half time, and then second half they started well, and then, you know, the incident happens, which will be what the game is remembered for.
Yeah, it was a real heightened tension as well after the incident. How do you think the players reacted to that circumstances?
I felt it was, you know, very difficult for her. I felt, you know, uncomfortable with it on the touchline. I've got to admit that it was a very difficult position to be in, and the players probably as well. It did kind of kill the game, and you know, it becomes a sort of side show almost, really, with what's going on. But no, you know, we've got a point from the game. We need a good week in training this week, and there needs to be some improved performances next week when Wrexham come, and you know, big game for the lads to get up for, because it just felt a little bit flat first 20 minutes today. You know, after one of the big sides coming on Tuesday, putting in a good performance, it was a little bit flat second half, in the first half. So good week in training this week, put this behind us and look to go again.
Yeah, and a tough game next Saturday again, isn't it? Wrexham at home.
Yeah, Wrexham, one of the big sides, will bring a fair few fans, and you know, should create a good atmosphere in the ground, and look forward to it. We had a great game at their place, 3-3, a few months ago, and you know, lads have got to get more consistency in the game. We want to be, you know, I don't think we'll reach the quality of performance that a lot of the players put in on Tuesday, but you know, we can't afford to be so up and down. We need that more consistent level of performance. So that's a challenge for this week to get ready for next week, and you know, two big games with another big one on the Tuesday night coming as well. So good squad. We'll look to, you know, see who performs well in training this week, and look to go again next weekend.